Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Navshi, Daniel Yisrael, Ben Aviv Eli Sheva, Shev Bracha, Ben Atzlacha, B'chol Mas Yadav, and B'siyata Dishmaya. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen Lublin. Siyata Dishmaya, we are up to Os Chof Aleph, Isarusa Delatata. Any Isarusa Delatata is Hit'orut Milimata. In other words, when one is aroused to come close to Hashem, to serve Hashem, Milimata. And down here, sometimes there's Isarus Milimala, that the arousal is from above, and sometimes the Isarus is milamata, it's from below, from down here on earth. So, says Rabbeinu, kol Isarusa dela'ela, dela'tata, avodas Hashem, any Isarus from below, to serve Hashem, in other words, any action, in Maisa and Dib, or even in Machshava, that a person is aroused to do in this world, Shem Shamayim, is Ma'ore Bazel Lamala Ba'ola Ma'elyon, Ma'ore Lamala Dugmasa. You arouse in the higher worlds something similar to this. In other words, what you do down here is going to have a parallel effect in Shamayim. Mashkasa Bazar Kamit Ba'amim. Like we find numerous places in the Sefer Ezer HaKadosh, in the Perish Ne'imas HaTzedek, on the Tzidkas HaTzedek, he brings from the Zohar, Tachaze Bisarusa Delatata, Isar Hachinamil Mela'ele. Go see when you have a service down here, it's also called a service up there, and he quotes another source to the same effect, Ayin Sham. And Ukamosha Amru, Ashkeche, like we've seen the Gemara in Chagiga, and the Tesvav Amid Beis, that Rabbi Bar Shila met Eliyahu, and so Rabbi says to Eliyahu, what is Hashem doing? And Eliyahu says back to Rabbi, he's saying a sugya in the mouth, in the name, from the mouth of all of the rabbis, and from the mouth of Rabbi Meir, he is not saying. So he says, why not? What is Hashem upset at Eliyahu Navi at Rav Meir for? So Eliyahu Navi said, because Rabbi Meir is learning from Elisha ben Avuya, and Elisha ben Avuya is not a good guy. So Rabbi said to Eliyahu, why? Rav Meir is in bed. Rimon he found a pomegranate. He ate the inside of the pomegranate. And he threw away the klipa. So in other words, he only took the good part of Acher, of Elisha ben Avuya, not the bad part. So that's the Gemara, which Rabbi Tzadok doesn't quote. That's the beginning of the Gemara. And then he writes, V'chule, after Ashche, Rabba, Barshil Elio. And then he says, Amalei Achshav, this is quoted. So Eliyahu said to Rabbah, now that you said this in your Malam Yitzchus, Amar Hashem says, Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that Meir Rabbini said. Kainze Parakam de Gittin, Rabbi Yosser. So, and we see this also by Rabbi Yosser in the first parak of Gittin. In other words, what happens down here also impacts in Shemayim. So if down here we're Malam Yitzchus, Rabbi Meir was Malamit Schus on Acher. So in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, if down here, Rabbi Bar Shila is Malamit Schus on Rabbi Meir, so in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to say Torah in the name of Rabbi Meir. Until now, he's only saying Torah from the mouths in the name of other Rabbanim, not in the name of Rabbi Meir, as upset of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was learning from Acher, had learned from Acher. And now we have a limud tzchus, so in Shemayim it's also, they're also malami tzchus, and Hashem is ready to say Torah now in the name of Rabbi Meir. So that's a beautiful idea that down here, we can impact what goes on up there. And then Reb Tzadok also references the Gemara in Gittin and Davav Amid Beis with Rav Yosar, who explained the pasuk of Pilagish Begiva Vatizna Alav Pilagsho, that Zvuv Matzaba. What happened with this Pilagish? What did this Pilagish do? Zvuv Matzaba. And the other opinion is Nima Matzala. In other words, instead of darshaning, learning the word Vatizna Miloshin Znus, so Chachamim learned differently. It doesn't mean Vatizna Alav, if it was talking about Znus Mamish, it shouldn't have said Alav, it was just Vatizna, as the Marisha points out. So, Vatizna Alav, Zvuv Masala, that she brought him food and there was a fly in it. So he didn't like that, and that's what led to the terrible Maisa there in Sefer Shoft and Pilagish Begiva. Another opinion, Rav Yainasin explains that Nima Matzala, he found the hair. Ashkar Rav Yassel, Rav Yassel found the Yar Malay. Michael Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing now? Malay is Asik Pilagish Begiva, he's learning the parashah Pilagish Begiva. Michael, what's he saying? Malay of Yassel Bini. Rav Yassel, my son, says like this. That Zvuv Matzala, and Yainis and Benis is like this. Nima Matzala, family here. So Amalei Rav Yosef said with the Shaila Chas Shom Mika Sveika Klapi Shemaya. Amalei, Amalei, Seliyo Anavi said, Eile Veile Divrei Elokim Chayim. Zvuv Matzala Hikvid. Nima Matzala Hikvid. So he found the Zvuv. They're both right. How can it be? Does God have a suffix? Does God have a suffix? What happened? Whether he was angry at the Pilagish because of the hair or because of the fly? And the answer is no. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. You see that even in Machlokas here in Metzius. We say Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And they're both true, because he found his Vuv in the plate and he wasn't makbid, he didn't get angry. And he found the Nima and he did get angry. And then the Gemara explains, Zvuv Matzah Zvuv Bika'ara V'Nima V'Oisein Makon. Back then the women used to remove the hair the private place, and he found the hair there. He wasn't so happy about that, to say the least. Kopanim. So what's God doing in the sky right now? What's Hashem doing? Shemayim? The answer is, he's saying over this machlokas. So we see that what we do down here also impacts up there. In other words, down here they learn two different ways they learn the parasha. So in Shemayim, that's also the way they learn. And the fact that they're learning the parasha down here makes them learn the parasha in Shemayim. V'zeh wikim shmaras perukik yechad yikah ba'aron. And that's what it means. Like we learned in the previous shiurim, there are watches in Shemayim. Various periods, three periods of the night in Shemayim, just like we have down here. Meaning, Shemis Oyrin Ba'ara Fiasimidiyav. That they arouse themselves in the earth according to the simon that was given, that the Tana gave, that the first third of the night, Chamor Noer, which we said was talking about the Gashmias, the world of Maisa, that is aroused first third of the night, and the second is Klav and Tzorkim, which is the of Tefillah. There is Isham Sparasim Baila, and the of Torah, as we discussed. So we're Mesara down here, we arouse ourselves down here, we're also Zoros in Shemayim. Oschav Beis, Chazal say that Gimel Mishmaros, Zmanim Chalukim, Havei Alad, three different watches of the night. And there's an opinion in the Gemara that there are even four Mishmaros, there are four watches of the angels, both in Shemaim and down here. And therefore those Chachmei Yisrael who are Yoidei Bina Li'itim, it's a Lashon of a Pasuk in Chronicles 1, chapter 12, verse 33, that, as is explained by Rabbeinu, Hakara b'chol eis, ma nishtane mi eis achil. Yodei bina li'itim means they understand it every time what changed from a different time. Yeshlam gam ken lechalek halayla legimel mishmaris. So those yodei bina li'itim, those people who understand how time works, so they also should split up their night, their avoda, into three mishmaros, vizmanim, three times, kol mishmar, every mishmar, every watch is an independent time, different type of avoda. B'chein hashab is or. Sorry. B'chein cheshchas ha'or. And we also should understand what to do in times of darkness. In other words, we had the notion of, as we spoke about in the previous shir, Gemilus Chasadim, Tefillah, Torah, that's what we do when the light of Ruchnius is darkened. So we have to involve ourselves in these three milas of Gemilus Chasadim, Tefillah, and Torah. V'chein uzman ha-galus, cholok legimel itim elu, k'ma shekasavti b'makom achil. And so too, galus is split up into these three times. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Dover at Tzedek, page 30b, that in the time of the sages of the Talmud, the masses were bebechinas chamor noer. They were like the donkey. There were a lot of amoratzim, a lot of ignorant Jews. Just because somebody lived in the time of the Gemara doesn't make him an amora, doesn't make him a great Talmud chacham. There were also amoratzim back then as well. And ube'es ha-mishmar ha-sheni, writes Rabbeinu, there were second part of galus. There were a lot of gzeris, a lot of shmad. And the mishmar shlishi of galus. So in other words, and that's the there were gzeris and shmadus, and therefore we have to daven. So that's keneged the klavim tzoakim, the second stage of the night. And then the third watch of galus is that there's a lot of Torah. There's a lot of yonkim. A lot of, especially in our day before Mashiach, Baruch Hashem, there is just an incredible amount of Torah in the world. Ken yirbu. Just think of how many svarim have been printed in the last 20, 30 years, especially in English. There was never English literature before, Jewish English literature, very, very little. And B'li Ayin Hara, today there is mamish, an explosion. So many different topics. New books are constantly coming out. And with the shiurim, recorded shiurim, hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And every day, dozens and dozens are added. So a person can theoretically just take a little device and hook it up to his ear and spend the rest of his life just learning Torah. It would never end. That's incredible. Baruch Hashem. And that's the galus. That's the third stage. There's a isha misaperis in Bayit, a lot of Torah. Oschav kem uchol maaseh Hashem yisbarach yisim menikar lamata. Every action of God in the Olam HaSalyon, even in the highest worlds, there's a roshem, there's an impact, there is a trace and a simen, sign, nikr, that's recognizable, lamata, down here. Ukamoshe kasuv b'sefer l'kutei amorim, that's called Magid Dvorov L'Yakov on page 5b. Rabbi Reber, in other words, the Mizritcher Magid. Zatzal. כי חיסרון שמגיע לצדיק וסימן לו שידע שעושה חיסרון בשכיני כביכול עין שם באריכוס. That whenever there's a chisaron, even a gashmi is like a chisaron, something is lacking to a tzaddik, he needs parnas, he needs refuah, whatever it is, that is a siman, a sign that he should know that that chisaron also exists in the shechina. Because as Likutei Amoraim writes, shenishmasu ever me'ashchina kaviyoko tikkun hayam, that his nisham is like a limb of the shechina, like a drop of the sea. Ayin sham ba'orech, v'zeu, and look there at length. V'zeu, I'll call mishmar or mishmar, that's what it means in the Gemara, that on every mishmar, Hashem is Yoshe v'shoyek, he roars like a lion. Woe unto the sons that in their sins I destroyed my house. That there's kiviyachol tzar l'mala, al golus ha'shchina. And the Tana adds, v'simen l'davar, and the sign to know the time of these roars is Chamor Noer, the braying donkey, and the barking, the screaming dogs. And the simon is Ratz Eloimar, the Tana wants to tell us, Shiyesh Simon Hanikar Lemata. There's a simon of the Tsar and the Shaga that's recognizable down here. So again, every mice of Hashem, there's a simon Nikar. There's a Roshem down here. And when a tzaddik is lacking something, it means the shechina is lacking something. And that's what it means in every mishmar, God is roaring. And we have a simon down here. What's going on up there? B'shaga echad hu b'mishmar echad. The gal is kolkach b'toikev. The first roar, which is in the first mishmar, and the simon is chamor nowhere, the braying donkey. The tzar is that the galus is so much betokev, the galus hashchina, the exile of the divine presence is so great. God roars, kol kach betokev, with such power, such force, ad shenikar, until it's recognizable, this sha'aga, gam b'chamor, even the donkey's getting it. What's a donkey? Shehu birya p'chusa b'yoser, it is a very low creation. Mashkasev Ama Daima Lachamor. In Chazal Darshan, in Yavamah 62a, that Avad and Kenanim do not relate to their parents because they're called Ama Chamor, Ama Daima Lachamor. We spoke about this a little bit in Oschof. So Chamor is a dugma, is an example of their crude and crass physicality. And therefore, the sign for that is Chamor. So Chamor is something very, very physical. So the sign of God's crying out for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is seen even in the Chamor. Like it says in Bava Kama, when your friend calls you a Chamor to be mevaze you, take the saddle of the donkey, put it on your back, show you're a dog, in other words, admit, don't answer him back, admit that he's right. So you see that chamor is mashpil somebody, and that's a mayom hazeh, when somebody's driving on the road and someone else cuts him off, so he wants to compliment the person, so he ascribes to him the term of donkey. That's really, really not nice, but that's what people do. That's the lowest level. That's the chomrius, chamor melashim chomrius. And they get it when Hashem is screaming, even that low birya. V'shnei rak beklavim shein pchutzim kol kach sheish bo tzarecha dikdusha. Mashkasa plas v'klavim misachakim, klavim boichim, kelet v'gematria eliyo. The second shaga is only seen in the klavim, not so low of the machamarim, only the klavim that they're crying out. So they're not the lowest like a chamor, because it's kelet also has kedusha. Because Klavim, it says in Bava Kama, Misachim, they laugh because they feel Eliyahu HaNavi when he's in town. They're feeling it. And if Klavim cry, that's a simon the Malach HaMavis is in town. So they have a Musig in Ruchnius. Kelev is Begematria Eliyahu. So you see, there's a certain Kedusha to a Kelev. I am Perish Perak Shir B'Siv. Siddur Rabbi Yavitz, he explains that Eliyahu has a chizas kelev de kedusha. In other words, someone who is kulo lev amitz be'amuna, and that's the tzadik kedusha. That they're called azei nefesh. Dogs are called azei nefesh. So Eliyahu Hanavi has this. The dogs hold on to him on the Kedusha because Kelev is Nilshon Kulo Lev. They have strong Amuna, that's the Tzad Kedusha, and therefore they're called Azei Nefesh in a good way. That they're brazen faced souls, they're strong, they're powerful, they have a Tfisa and Eliyahu HaNavi. So the dogs get Hashem's cry in the second Mishmar. Kesh Azuz de Kedusha, because there is this brazenness of holiness. Mekadosh Hashem Az Kanamer. You should be as brazen as a leopard. That's good. So the dogma is Kinnis Pinchas Eliyahu. It's Pinchas Eliyahu. That's his brazenness, his holy brazenness, his holy Kedusha, holy rebellion, holy chutzpah. Religion them says them tisa hainu chatzel says ratzin kumashkas of Yavam sain bezen valif. Kachasim a club and sok and behind our ram is called Simcha Eliyahu. Simcha Eliyahu balayir. She was simonais ratzin kumashkas of hinini sholach, etc. Funny. So Pinchas killed Zimri, Nasi Shevet Shimon, Koch Azaz to Kedusha. And Pinchas is Eliyahu. And Eliyahu also has this Azaz to Kedusha. And that's where the Klavim connect to him, with their Azaz. Because Eliyahu has an Achiza of Kelev to Kedusha. Kulo Lev Amitz Bamuna, and therefore the dogs are also Kulo, the dogs are Kulo Lev, they can chapa into Eliyahu. So they bark when he comes to town. That's all. If it's when the klavim cry out, they're crying. When they scream out, they're crying. At the end of the second Ashmura, they're crying because they're sensing that Hashem is not happy up there. But there's another lashon of the Gemara that klavim soakin is in the middle of the middle one, in the middle of the middle Ashmura, which is chatzos lala midnight, and that's in Eis Ratzon. Like it says, Vayi b'chatzi alayla, it's midnight. Good time. Makatz b'choros. There we can explain, l'kach ha'sim ha'kav n'soakin, the dogs are crying out, it's an eis ratzon. Not they're crying out of negativity, out of positivity. V'hainu ha'romas kol shel simcha, the raising a voice of simcha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sha'aga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's roar, is k'viyacho mitoch tzipia l'geula shekvar miskarevis. God is waiting for the Gula. Because Eliyahu Balayir, she was simenei sratzoin. It's a time of God's goodwill to bring goodness to the world. Like it says in Malachi 3:23, and he's menavi the besura segula, and he sholech, etc. Chemes Eliyahu Hanavi lefnei bo yom Hashem, hagadol v'anara. And I send you Eliyahu Hanavi before God's great day, so to the klavim, raise a voice of joy. When they feel the Azaz to Kedusha, the Midah of Eliyahu HaNavi was Azaz to Kedusha, the dogs have Azaz to Kedusha, and they're so happy. They cry out in happiness. So one possibility is Klavim Tzoakin mitoch negativity. God is angry about the Chorban, they're angry about the Chorban, but they're sensing it because they have a certain side of Kedusha. And according to the Lashon, that it's the middle of the middle, it's Chatzos. So if that's when the dogs are barking, and that's a great time. So it's an Eis Ratzon. They're barking because they know Messiah is close. Ki mechatzos, so hini sholech, etc. Lefnei yom ba Hashem. Ki mechatzos ve'elach maschel hagashis hayom. Hadash kasev mishmaro palga. Name Havi Mishmaris. Because from midnight and on, you already start feeling the day. Like where the Abu Jaham says, the Tarnagol already feels, B'ma'at D'ma'at Yorah Yom, already at Chatzos. Al-Derech Sh'amru, like it says in Tehillim, Kidmur Enai Ashmuros, you're according to the Man D'Amr that the light is three Mishmaros. This is at Chatzos that David HaMelech got up, because he got up in the middle of the second Mishmar. So even according to Mandamra, it was three Mishmaros. When he got up at Chatzos, it was still Kidmo Anai Ashmuros. He still got up before Ashmuros, because a Mishmaro Palga is called a Mishmaro. It's also Mishmaros. One and a half is also plural. Kidmo Anai Ashmuros, everyone else said, I got up at Chatzos before Ashmuros, before one and a half Ashmuros, before the end of the night. So therefore, you see, Chatzos is a good time. That's when you start feeling the day. That's when David HaMelech got up. Kidmo Anai Ashmuros at Chatzos, and Mishmar and a half before the end of the night. Ubishlis Argasha Rakli Ben Adam Shlem Fishkarv Lorayom, and Misserim Idea Salusa de Shagam Lamalish and Mitoch Argasha Saul. Arena Mitzorim is Bissipur de Hiba Ishala Baila. It's over Shemi Kamashkas Vishila Shirin. Vishnogisha Vishag and Yokim Mishdei Klali Aknets Israel Adem Shisoil and Linok. The third Shaga, the third cry, the third roar that Hashem is showing. We see this in the fact that a baby is nursing from his mother, and a woman is talking to her husband, that the Hargasha then Bitzara Shechina, which is more subtle, is only perceived by shalim people, close to perfect people. Because now we're close to the light of day. That's when it says in Dover Tzedek, where Rabbeinu writes that the chasadim or a boker. Our mayor shine. And there is Oirer, Lavodis Hashem is brought through the Yisarusa, the Shaiga de la Maila. Torut haba mikoch ha-shaga shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-neshmat lemala. Shehu ba ki tzipia kev-yachol, mitoch ha-rgashat ha-or, shel atid lavoa metkarev ha-olech. So it's close to the chasadim of the morning, and these tzaddikim arouse themselves, are misorer, to be oved Hashem al-yidei through the yisarusa, the arousal of the shaga de lemala, of the divine roar. Shehu, this is coming mitoch hargasha sor, from a feeling of light that's coming close. So Cain, so too here in this world, you're masig the or, and there is orer begagu in this karev l'Hashem, the sipur, the chibi shalabayla, what's love a husband to a wife to a husband? In other words, those are lovey-dovey words, kaviyachol, between Knesset Yisrael, who's the wife, and Hashem, who's the baal. You see in Shir Hashirim, it's a do divarayasi, two lovers, and that's Kiviyachol, Knesset Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. We love each other, and this is the time there is communication between us, right before the Ora Geula. Tanok Shav Rav Beis Rav, and Yekin Mishtei Klala, Knesset Yisrael, Ayidei Shemisor, and Linok. And just like the end of the night, the Tinok nurses from his mother's breast, so to the end of Galus, the masses of the Jewish people that are called Tinokot Shel Beis Rav are going to be Yonik, are going to be Makabel Torah, Mishtei, from the breasts of the Gedolim that are Mashpia to Klal Knesset Yisrael, like we saw earlier in Oschav. Ayidei Shemisorim, because they're aroused, the masses, Linok, to nurse, to receive Divrei Torah. So they are the Chachamim, they arouse the Chachamim to be Mashpia, to bestow upon them Torah. Kehargasha Lemata, Pashtas HaMaisa. In other words, just like when a baby nurses, that brings out the milk, so too, when we come before the light of day, before the Geula, there's a hisorus of the Hamon Am, the masses, to nurse from the Chachamim, to be nursed by the Chachamim, and therefore that draws more milk from the Chachamim. That's what we said happens, that's the third Mishmar. That either Tinok Yonik Mishtei Yimo, which is talking about the Jewish people being nursed by Chachamim, getting Torah, and that arouses the Chachamim to give them more Torah, like a mother is giving more milk. And also Sipur Chiba Visha Labayla. There's this loving talk between a wife and a husband, and that's a remiss to Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Barak Mina Adam, but only the Mina Adam is Misarer because of this time and not anybody else. We appreciate it. Harishon is Amin Adam Misarerim. But the first ones were not. So man is a higher madrega. So it's such darkness, he doesn't get it. Because he's in the world of Seichel, and you have to be more in the world of Dimyan, Koach HaMedame, the power of imagination to appreciate the changes. But man who's on a higher level doesn't appreciate what's going on earlier. Only the lower creations appreciate it. And me other misarim from the earlier ones, people are not misarish and mitoch tokef akhoshech. Yafshal agashel yas mikoch adam shabish, because of the great, powerful finsternish of darkness, it's impossible for this feeling to be from the power of the man in man, only mikoch achomer. So the man of man can't be aroused the first two times because the man of man is too spiritual. And the only thing that could be aroused in the man, in man from the first two shagos, the first two roarings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the lower part of man, the kelev part of man, the chamor part of man. So just like animals are able to get the more subtle messages, so to the animal part of man can get the more subtle messages. But the more overt message is given in the third Mishmar, and that's symbolized by Tinok Yonek Mishteimo and Isha Misaperes Baila, and that can be perceived by man, even the man of man. And the first two Mishmaros only by the animal and man, and the animal, the donkey, the dog. And this again all is because there's a shag up there, there's a cry up, there's a roar up there. So that's Ma'oras, that arouses us down here. Incredible. We're up to Chof Dalab, Siyat Hashmai. Hopefully we'll be able to continue. Sof Tavara, Kol Nishma, Telekim, Batsmith, also Shmarki, Zakola, Hashem.